Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Hi, Antonella.
How are you?
I'm good. This is Renita. We're welcoming everyone back to a super duper. I can't even describe this super mix of
It's huge.
it's ginormous podcast, the Big Brother podcast. Only our second recording. The holiday kind of threw us off, and we know people have been anxiously awaiting we had intended to record on the foot.
All 38 of you have
Yes.
been just knocking down the door to listen to this.
Totally.
All of
Totally.
our thoughts on the Big Brother game.
Right. So
Here we are.
here we are,
We do this for you.
we do it for you. We're
That's right.
Yeah, like I said, we had intended to do it on the 4th of July, but it was the 4th of July, and we have families and things and stuff to do, and it's just, this small little two-person podcast, so forgive us,
We need a producer. We need like a big name. Steven Spielberg, can you
it's
come produce our podcast?
Oh, God.
Who else is a big
What's
producer?
that gal's name that's on Howard Stern's girl,
Oh, Robin Quivers.
Robin Quivers. Is she into doing small people podcasts?
Write some letters and just say we need a producer to
Mm-hmm.
massage our podcasts
Yes.
and us if we so choose. Would you like a little
Either
massage?
or.
Absolutely.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Why not?
So we are going to attempt to catch everyone up and recap the past like four episodes of Big Brother.
Let's do
It should
this.
go pretty fast. A lot's gone on since we were first introduced on the two-night premiere of Big Brother and met all 16 cast members. So we're going to take you through. We have our two. We have our two heads of household at this point, and we're going to take you through the, what do they call it, the Battle of the Block. We're going to take you through the first veto competition. We got a lot to cover, so let's just jump in.
Let's do it.
So, Frankie and Caleb, victorious in the first the most twisted season ever of Big Brother, I'll say. Are these two are the first two heads of household, while only one will remain. So now we finally know what the rules are, which to me a bit much going on, but what do I know? You got two heads of household who will pick two people each. To compete against one team will compete against the other team of two in securing their safety, but the contested but the head of household who picked the losing team, right, will come down.
Yeah, I just, and this is maybe where, because I'm old and a little slow, I'm kind of a little tired of these. Like, it's almost too convoluted.
It's way too convoluted. One of my cousins, who's probably one of the five listeners of this podcast, including
Yay.
me, you, and both of our mothers, commented like they're doing too much. They're
Yeah,
doing way
and
too
it's
much.
just, it really is. It
Yeah.
really is. It's very difficult to follow. So, okay, I'm sorry, back to where we were.
No, it's very di I know it's very difficult to follow, and it's difficult for me to convey and explain the actual rules, but I just did, so I hope you remember, because I probably won't remember. Let me see. I just hope that they maybe go back to this the normal way of choosing one head of household, doing a veto competition, blah blah blah. So, we got Frankie and Caleb, and they're the two head of households, and they of course, because it's the first 5 minutes of the first real episode after meeting all of these clowns, they decide to form an alliance.
47 Alliances Later.
47 Alliances Later.
In episode three.
Already. So, yeah. So then Caleb's like, yeah, like, okay, so we could do our, you know, two
no
people.
No one's going to see this coming.
No one's going to see this coming. It's you, you're Frankie. It's me, Caleb, the hunter. So that's one alliance of many in this one episode. So they immediately start conjuring up the all boys, the all boys alliance. I was gonna say all guy alliance, all male alliance, but they're boys.
Yeah. Okay. So then they call this alliance the Bomb Squad.
Nice.
Which, by the way, it could be a bad way to think about it. Yeah. As in, you bomb. I don't know. You know, I get where they're going. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the name.
No, it doesn't fit.
But it cracks me up that everybody's on this bandwagon to, like, name their alliances things. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it used to be that the alliances formed, and then maybe 2 or 3 weeks in, somebody finally got the idea to maybe give it a name. But, yeah, they come into the show now with all these preconceived ideas and notions to just do. We already discussed this in the previous podcast. I mean,
remember, like, the moving company?
Yeah. How'd that work out?
What they really want to do, because they're thinking about, like classic alliances, like the Brigade.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, like, I'm sorry, but your Bomb Squad sucks. Okay, yeah, I'm done now.
It does.
I'm sorry.
It does. And I think it was either Derek or Cody who mentioned we could either be the next Brigade or the next moving company. Yeah. So... very, very key that you brought that up. So,
yes.
So they get all these guys together. So it's Caleb, Frankie, Devin, Derek. Who else is there? Oh, then they bring in Zach. They bring in the Zach Attack and Cody. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as time goes on, there are a few cutaways and confessionals and Cody's not completely sure. Zach's on board for anything. He doesn't give a damn. But you know, police officer Derek's like, what the hell is going on here? I don't know that he's in an alliance and he didn't ask to be in and he can't get out.
It's kind of funny. Like this whole alliance, they're all just such a bunch of yahoos.
They really are.
This season is just, it's ridiculous.
I love it. Yahoos.
Yahoos.
Oh my God.
I'm like, who the hell are you people? But okay. What happens, you know, it's like that whole concept. I'm a huge fan. I'm going to try to copy what the big time people did before.
Right.
I don't know. I'll be interested to see how this works out.
Yeah, I don't see it.
So they have to come up with some nominations, Caleb and Frankie.
Caleb and Frankie do have to come up with nominations, and they come up with this wild idea of, who were they targeting?
Caleb decides mm-hmm. that he wants Donnie and mm-hmm. Paula, because Devin was like, oh, I don't know, somewhere along the lines, I don't remember where this started, but these idiots think that Donnie is former military. I almost fell out when I heard that one. That was hilarious. So he's very dangerous.
He's so dangerous.
He's dangerous to your bushes, and that's about it, buddy.
With his cricket noises.
Oh,
he's so dangerous. So very dangerous, yeah. And
then
Caleb is, like, super convinced. And Devin's like, yeah, I knew it, I knew it.
He's so stupid. I know that his boots come all the way up.
Right.
What is he talking about?
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. It's like, at this point, this is live. They've only been in the house for going on a week now.
Yeah, if.
Not even. And Devin's losing it.
Pretty bad. So Donnie and Paula,
mm-hmm.
aka Pow-Pow.
Pow-Pow, mm-hmm.
And then Frankie nominates mm-hmm. Bizarre, his BFF Victoria,
yeah.
who, by the way, can't stand her, so whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Brittany,
right.
you know, hot mom,
right.
MILF, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I couldn't believe that he turned on Victoria so fast. They were, like, kissing each other.
Method to his madness is
right.
what he's saying.
Yeah.
His explanation to the group is, you know, that they were the first two to drop out. Victoria is totally upset.
Oh yeah, she's losing it.
losing it, like, uber drama, can't stand her anyway, so I wish her to be gone. And then, you know, basically, you know, Paula pulls Donnie aside and says, you know, they have to compete as a team in the Battle for the Block competition if they work together, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, Nicole and Christine, I call them the glasses girls.
Yes, the dynamic the duo, main, the nerds.
Right, or you could call one Lisa Loeb and the other one, like, I don't even know what you call her. She's just creepy. So they're super excited because they have, like, kind of a silent alliance between the two of them.
Yes.
They missed the whole nominating thing. Devin.
Jesus. Here we go.
Adds out of nowhere. Feels like. They need some estrogen on the bomb squad.
I gotta stop you here because you are describing this exactly as it happens. I just want people to know.
Yes.
I don't want people.
It happened just like that out of nowhere.
Right.
No prior warning. No discussion. No nothing.
Right.
One day he just says, "Hey, so, you know, feel like we might need some you know, X chromosomes."
Well, Aunt, who does he say this to exactly?
To Christine and Amber.
But when he says the part
one.
Right.
No, I mean, there's no discussion. I don't even know how this happens. Like, you know, you just don't screw over your alliance like that. Like, how do you just, like, make decisions on behalf of five other people by saying, like, it's an outrage?
I had to just stop you right there because I want people listening to not think that you have skipped over something or
I wish I had. I wish I had because I at least go back up and make some sense of some stupid shit. This is nothing. There's just this guy's just like, hey, man, you know, I just kind of felt like adding some people to my already ginormous alliance. Because, at the end, you're going to be sitting there with, like, eight people. That's your alliance?
Yeah, they're all...
You are a blazing fucking idiot. Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
I just never even heard of such a thing.
No.
So he tells Lisa Loeb and Pretty Model about, you know, the all-guy alliance. And then, you know, and basically says, okay, so you're a part of it now. How does that even happen?
I've never, in all my years, I've seen...
There's no discussion. It's like, okay, so how about being in it? Are they going to be like, no?
They were like, hells yeah, I'll get into this all-boys alliance, but I don't... Christine's like, I don't know how I don't know how this happened to me, but okay, I'll take it.
It's insanity. It's just literal insanity.
It's total insanity.
I've never seen anybody behave like this. I think there's something wrong with Devin, but we'll discuss this at a later time.
Yes.
Or later in the podcast, because, I mean, we have just so many examples that just make no damn sense.
Somewhere along the lines,
I mean, this is probably one of the worst games I've ever seen played ever.
Yeah.
Like, he, like, literally stepped into the room and started playing the game like an idiot.
And then when he does consult the rest of the alliance members, he just goes up. He just wakes them up.
By the way,
the girls are in. They're like, what?
Sleep time in the night. Wakes them up and says, oh, by the way,
the girls are in. They know.
They just know. Like, he's still getting the sleep out of his eye. He's like, what?
What? What do you mean they know? And he's like, don't worry. And then he's like, don't worry about that part. They're in. So now there are like 25 people in this, in the bomb squad.
It's like the whole house, except for Donnie.
Oh, by the way, Bonnie thinks he has a, and this is the other alliance, the double D's. Donnie thinks he has an alliance with Devin.
Oh, the double D's. Oh, it's just so bad.
So bad.
Oh, God. So, okay.
Can we take a breath over what Devin's just done?
My favorite part is, you know, I mean, you know, there's always, like, that fear. You're in this house. You're constantly playing the game, right?
Morning, night,
everything you do is, like, questionable, you know. You know, so it's like you have all that time to think. But, you know, I don't think he's thinking at all. Like, I mean, what was he doing the other time? Like, he's just napping the whole time? Like, Devin, what are you doing?
He seems like he's the only person in the house that hasn't slept. I'm not trying to make up an excuse for him, but they haven't even had, like, their first meal altogether. It was so strange. I think my husband commented, what did he say? He was like, is this ass clown just getting in the house and playing playing the whole game that's supposed to be like a day?
Excuse me. I hope you don't mind, but we'll just continue forward with the entire season.
It's hilarious. Right, it's so, the guys are pretty, like, what the hell just happened? Frankie,
why wouldn't you be?
Frankie, Cody, Caleb, they're all like, what?
Half the time, I don't know what's going on in the show. No. Like, this is my new state of being is, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand what's happening. So, okay. So, basically, now they're doing, it's time for the Battle of the Block.
Yes.
Everybody's dressed up in 1920s. Hayden, a.k.a. Spicoli.
Yes, Spicoli.
explains the nominees.
Yes.
Who have to sit on swings. They have to transfer champagne from the fountains to their glasses.
Yes, and then they have to... Right?
So, basically, the first team to fill their container with enough champagne to pop out some sort of berry wins the Battle of the Block, which means they get to be safe for the week.
Yes.
So there they go. They got to be on these swings. These swings are like more like trapeze swings.
Exactly. Yeah. Pow Pow's having a hard time.
Yeah. So, okay. So once they start going, you've got Victoria and Brittany. They're filling up and then their Pow Pow freaks out. And then Donnie gets her into it.
Yeah.
Basically, in the end, it becomes, you know, fill to fill, but they pull it out. Victoria and Brittany. Brittany. Hot Mom, MILF, and Pow Pow pull it in.
Yeah.
So then what happens?
Well, Caleb, so since it's, since Victoria and Brittany were Frankie's pick, and they won, they're off the block, and so Caleb ends up being the sole HOH for the week.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so I think that's it, right? For that episode, we finally at the end of this episode, we have our sole HOH in Caleb. So let's move it on. Moving on to
Episode 4,
yep. Which is this would be the veto competition, right?
The veto competition.
All right. So let me see. For the veto competition.
Victoria and Brittany.
Yeah.
Who get off the block? This is what confuses me. So whoever gets off the block, then that HOH who nominated them can possibly be the replacement.
Correct.
Nominee.
Yeah.
So Frankie, that's what Frankie was all freaked out about.
Right, because
should be.
Yeah, so because as it stands, it's Donnie and Pow Pow, right?
Yes.
But now there's the traditional veto competition. And if one of them happens to be the victor, they come down, and that sole HOH could very well put Frankie or that old head of co-head of household up. So that's why he's freaking out.
Yes. So, okay, Donnie and Pow Pow, like, are total buds. So I'm going to stop calling him Donnie and go back to Duck Dynasty because that's totally much more apropos.
Yes, it really is.
So, okay, so basically after they lose the competition, they realize that they're going to have to compete against each other for the veto. Pow Pow decides that Duck Dynasty is really her buddy.
Yeah, it was sweet.
And, yeah, it was. Caleb, meanwhile, is back on his you know, train of Donnie being, you know, a beast and a former, like, I don't know, like, Special Forces Marine Op. I don't know.
Yes, I know. He's like SEAL Team 6.
It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. They hear the sky speak. Like, it just, none of it makes sense.
None of it at all.
And frankly, I don't even care. Like, if you just even look at him physically, like, if you have ever seen anyone in the military who's any kind of special forces type of what they're trying to give him, mm-hmm. this man does not fit that description.
At all.
No.
Not even a little bit. He not even acting.
He looks like he belongs in Duck Dynasty, yes. And that is not even a joke. And I don't even watch the show. I've only seen the pictures.
He could possibly work at your local Walmart's ammunition section.
Yes.
That's about it.
Absolutely.
That's it.
So, okay, Donnie is very touched by Devin. Devin tries to go talk to him, but yet Devin's still saying that he's... like, you know, doesn't trust Donnie. But yeah. Then he goes and talks to him. He's like, oh, you're going to get out of this, buddy. Oh,
yeah.
Which makes me just hate him.
He's just ridiculous. Just,
This is where we get, this is where we get, like, this whole, you know, this guy's a former military guy. Because poor Donnie's just talking about how his socks go up to his mid-calf. And then he says, look, I have hairless legs or
right.
hairless shins.
Because of the socks. What did he call it? My tall drink of water or something
yes,
like that he kept calling
my
it.
My tall drink of water socks.
Yeah.
Caleb's like, oh, this guy is freaking elite.
He said, I knew it. The moment he pulled his socks up.
Look at that beard. I don't know what he's hiding. Maybe some MacGyver tools in his beard. Something's going on.
Oh God! It was.
I don't know.
It was too much. It was too much.
None of that makes any sense at all.
Jeez, peasy.
Yeah. So Devin basically is like, "Hey, are you hiding anything?" And poor Donnie's like, "Man, I just make cricket noises. Like,
that's
what's up?
Like, what are you trying to make me? It's really black and white. I'm who I say I am. I don't know how else to tell you."
So then what else? Oh, starts the have-nots thing starts.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So weird. We have some folks who just,
I'll do it
because it's fun. They need to lose a little weight. I don't really know. It's a diet plan.
Oh my, never. No,
I don't know.
No, thank you.
So MILF, and Spicoli
mm-hmm.
and Smurfette all volunteer. There's another one in there, but I don't remember who it was.
It was Joy Hayden, Hot Mom. There was one. I don't know who it was either.
And
I'll think of it.
Yeah. So, okay. So everybody is like, what's going on? Why are they getting these frozen slop pops? And then they walk into the have-not room and... it's like a freaking, everything's frozen.
So it's like
I'm ready to burst into song for you.
God, it's chilly in there.
It's chilly. And there's like ice beds, but I'm pretty sure they're not ice.
No, they're just plastic.
Plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably not glass. So nonetheless, oh dear.
So we're going to...
Joey starts this is where Joey kind of jacks everything up for herself.
Right.
Talking about, well, there's an all-guy alliance. We should have an all-female alliance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She starts talking to all the girls, and everybody kind of just...
what are you
goes
talking
away.
About? Right.
I've actually never seen anything like that before in my life.
No, because normally people, even if they're not down, they will tell you whatever you want to hear on Big Brother. And these girls were like...
just literally stared her in the face and said not a word.
No, I don't understand the words that are coming out of your mouth.
I did start laughing. out of a shock and confusion point, as opposed to just thinking something was funny.
Right.
It was funny, but it was just, I was shocked.
I was shocked too.
No one is even acknowledging your, it's almost like you came in and you started speaking in Latin.
Or you just came in the room and everybody was having a good conversation and you started farting and everybody was just like.
I've just never. never seen anything like that before in
No.
months.
No, isn't it true though, Aunt? Like if someone offers you an alliance or suggests an alliance, you listen to it, you say we could, maybe, let's talk about
Oh,
it.
yeah,
There was none
sure.
of that.
Talk about that. And then you go behind their back and you say, I'm not in that alliance. Forget her or whatever. I'm not effing in that alliance. Everyone knows how this game is played,
Yeah.
ladies.
Yeah. So.
You don't just stand around staring at them blankly.
No.
It's crazy.
The girls with glasses, they didn't drop in. Jocasta didn't jump in.
No, everyone's like, adios,
Of
muchacho.
course.
Like, I've never seen anybody scatter like that. First, they stare at her, and then they were like,
Okay, let's see what there is to eat.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that before. So that's kind of weird.
That was very weird, so.
So we have, Caleb finds out that the girls are, possibly talking to one another about alliance, yada, yada, yada. And then some more weirdness happens.
Yeah.
Smurfette decides to go to everybody and admit
To the failed
that
coup.
she tried to start an alliance,
5 minutes
but
ago.
nobody wanted to. I mean, I would have not done that out of pure shame.
No, like, don't you, yeah,
Embarrassment.
right? Do you not have any
Like, I just
shame?
asked everyone at this table to stay and eat lunch with me, and everyone got up and moved away.
Yeah.
Wow. That
Boy.
sucked.
It sucked that it turned out that way for her, and that she went to confess this failed thing. Like, you don't need to confess it. That's shameful.
No. Oh, my goodness
But
gracious. So.
you know what was even more surprising than the confession is Caleb and Devin just acting all high and mighty. Like, I'm glad you brought this information to us,
I
'cause
know,
that
keeping
it.
this with you safe. I really thought it was
I
hilarious
was like,
and
who
obscene.
are you?
Like, listen to these two brain cells. Like,
These
let's
two.
see. They each have one brain cell. Together, they might be able to create enough friction for
Between them,
one
right?
minor strategy, which is going to be like, what? The bomb squad? Give me a
Oh
break, Mario.
God. Yeah. Well, we're so glad you brought this to us.
To
We
our
to
attention.
our attention, but we knew it. Everybody knew it. We
Right.
already knew it, but since you told us about it, we'll have mercy
Yes.
on you, kind of
Right.
deal.
What a joke.
Whatever.
Dear God.
Well, let's get to the Big Brother veto competition, which happens.
Yes.
It's one of these, if you're a fan of Big Brother, and if you're listening into a Big Brother 16 podcast, I'm just gonna have to assume that you like Big Brother,
Or you just like hearing us talk, which is also fun.
which is fine. So
A plus for you. I like you actually better than Big Brother listeners.
that's right. That's right. This
You are true fans, my friends.
champions of honesty. That's
That's right.
right. It's a spelling competition. They go through all this stuff to try to find letters to spell something, or not just spell something. Like, there's not a word that they have to spell, but there are all
The
these le
best,
the
biggest word you can spell.
best, longest, biggest word that will garner the most points. So here we go. Jocasta's dressed up as a giant insect. This kind of like this Miami, what is it? The challenge was called
Oh, Miami
Miami
Lice.
Lice. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Kind of icky, but
Hilarious. I
it's
love this kind
hilarious.
of tongue-in-cheek fun
Yeah,
stuff.
it was very
Why we
fun.
love Big
It
Brother.
was a big giant pool of suds and letters, and the contestants were all dressed up. They looked like Miami Vice lice. Like, they all had on like neon colored, co not costumes, but uniforms, as it were.
Yes.
But so they're picking through this pool to get these letters and try to spell a word, and first of all, a word and a long word. So this is where everything took quite a hilarious turn. This group of people proved to be even bigger idiots than I'd imagine. Oh God. Who was that one contestant in a past Big Brother that tried to spell Technotronics? I can't remember who it was,
Oh my
but
gosh.
everybody on
Hello, it was, oh my God.
who was that?
Jordan's
Ah,
boyfriend.
yes, Jordan and
Jordan's boyfriend.
Jeff, yes, Jeff.
This is Jordan. Jordan is my favorite girl. Jordan.
Yes.
Jordan is fantastic.
Yeah. So was that
Jeff
Jeff? Yeah,
Technotronic.
Technotronic. So it just, you know, this whole spelling game has a long, rich history
Of idiocy.
of idiocy.
Please forgive that.
All right, so let's see, what do we come up here with? Most notably, pow pow. You know, people get in their minds what they want to spell, but they maybe can't find the letters. Or so, what would you do, Anne, if you couldn't find the letters to the word that you were
I would
wanting to
never
make?
go in thinking that, look, to
First of
me,
all,
it's like you got to come at it like a Scrabble.
right? What you come up with, right?
So it's like, whatever, here are my letters, and
Yes.
like, what can I make with the letters I've got? Like, you
Exactly.
cannot go in thinking you're gonna make a word that's in your head, because then you're done for. I
Yeah.
mean, it's like your goose is cooked, buddy.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh, you
Which
like that?
I
Goose is
do.
cooked?
No, I like your whole description of how you
That's just
would.
my opinion.
No. It's a true opinion.
Yeah.
You don't know what letters are there and what quantity, or you don't attack this game with a word in mind. I mean, of course somebody wants to spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, but you're not going to find all of those letters and have enough time to make that word. So get that out of your mind. That's not going to happen.
Yes. Agreed.
Pow Pow wants to spell calculators, and Caleb wanted to spell specialize. In the
And
end,
the winner ends up being
who,
Splitters.
jeez. But who was that? Donnie. Yeah,
Donnie.
out of all of these people who, I
Guy's
guess.
probably not the brightest guy there.
No, he's
Just
not
going on a
the
limb. Duck
No.
Dynasty takes it home.
I have to tell you though, I don't know what so she could Pow Pow couldn't come up with calculator, so she spelled Caltro.
Yeah, which
That's
is a
not a
different
word.
word.
No, that's not a word. Caleb wanted to spell specialize. He came up with sessualize.
Oh.
Victoria was trying to spell pharmacist. That didn't happen for her. Cody tried to spell competitively, but it was misspelled. It was a hot mess.
Oh,
There
womp,
was so
womp,
so out
womp,
of all of
womp.
these people who were competing in this round of the veto competition, Donnie is the one who rises victorious.
Yay for Donnie, actually, at this point. I just want to give him a big old hug
I
because I just
know.
hate everybody else in the house right now.
Yes.
And there's no front runner, so I think Donnie sadly is pulling to the front runner only because I hate everybody. Like, I despise Caleb and I think he's a weirdo, and I pretty much just don't like anyone. Like, there's
No.
no one's ever hit me as like has or yet, I should say. And you know, this game is unpredictable.
This is true.
Expect the unexpected.
Right.
And I'd say expect the unexpected in liking the players,
Yeah.
because you know, like, I started off hating Boogie and I ended up loving Boogie.
Right.
You know, so I just and the same goes for Will, and I can tell you, like, as much as you know, and Evil Dick, I hate it. I
Hate
hate it.
it.
I started
Hate
off
it.
liking Evil Dick and I
Right.
hated him toward the end, and
Yeah.
I hated his stupid daughter.
Yeah.
And so, I
Danielle,
mean,
yeah.
yeah, I can't. Like, I can't tell you this enough that, you know, there will be people who I think in the towards the end you'll see a different side
This
of
is
them,
true.
or you know, and different alliances make people behave differently. And
Right.
you know what, I started off despising Rachel Riley
Yes.
and I liked her towards the end.
Same
And I,
here. Same
you
here.
know, and I think that, you know, I think the more that you watch this, the more you become involved in these people's, like, characters, if you will.
Yes.
And I don't believe it's scripted at all, to be honest with you.
No.
You know, just different situations bring out different personality traits and different behaviors. And you see, like, people who you thought were, I mean, remember last year, even Erin, who was like this crazy,
I
like,
liked her at first.
you know, yeah. Liked her first, ended up hating her, and then I think she kind of redeemed herself towards the
She
end.
did towards the end, and we both liked what's her what's McCrae's girlfriend, who what was her name? Can't remember her name
Not
offhand
me
right
either.
now, but
We liked her at the beginning, and then we hated her.
Yeah, and then we hated her. And I really was not feeling Zach. I think I have called him a douchebag in several different... But I could grow to like him. He's a complete idiot. He doesn't have any aspirations in life. He's a douchebag. But I'm kind of like softening up him. Oh God, what am I saying?
I see you got a soft spot in your heart for him.
I know. So that means
so Donnie takes himself off the block.
That's right. Donnie wins the power of veto, takes himself off the block, and up goes
Smurfette.
Joey's you're up next.
Oh, why'd she have to go confess?
She's just
stupid.
God, it's like just deny it. Don't talk about it. Pretend it never happened.
Agreed.
I don't know. So we're at the end of that wonderful episode. Now let's move on to what's this, episode 5?
Episode 5.
Okay, so
the eviction night.
This is the first live eviction of the season. I'm pretty stoked. Everybody's pretty much feeling like it's gonna be between Joey and Pow Pow. It's gonna be Joey. We don't know. She's gonna make some crazy attempts here to try to save herself, do some campaigning, blah blah blah. But first, let's talk a little bit about Caleb.
Caleb. What is there to really say about Caleb?
There's not a lot to say about Caleb, but I just wanted to quickly speak on Caleb's obsession with Miss Amber. Yeah.
Okay, like crazy stalker.
The crazy eyes.
Everything. Like, there's something special here. No, there isn't.
Yeah, she's looking at me. She's got it bad for me.
Didn't
see any of that. Sorry, Caleb.
Yeah, he lets us in on his unrequited love that he has. But yet he has not really had this discussion yet with Amber.
Right.
Okay. It's awkward.
It's very awkward.
Basically, he is busy saying that, you know, she's his perfect girl and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I don't think that they've actually had conversations.
She's like, what are you talking about?
I think he just stares at her and maybe makes up her reactions.
He does. I think honestly, Aunt, that's exactly what I saw happen. He was talking to, I think he was talking to either Frankie or Cody at one point, or it may have been Devin, and he was saying, this is how, yeah, she looks at me, she wants me, and the guy, I think it was either Devin or Frankie, was like, dude, I just don't see.
Yes. So, it's just very odd.
It's
so
odd.
Joey knows that she's in a bad way. She kind of starts doing the campaigning, and I think, look, Joey is an idiot, but she's not stupid, if that makes any sense. She's got zero social gameplay.
Yeah.
She's got to stop with the, I'm a feminist, and I'm this, and I'm that,
it's
crap.
It's too,
like,
much.
No one cares.
No, that's not going to help you here.
That's right. No one cares who you voted for, girl. Sit
right.
down.
Right.
Unless it's the people in the house, no one cares. So right. stop it. She's running around, you know, trying to talk to people. She corners Christine, and
yeah.
she says, you know, well, you're going to vote for me, you know, stay in the house. And Christine is the one who says that, you know, basically, you know, there's no one wants to make Caleb mad.
No. Mm-mm.
Right? No, one wants to make Devin mad.
No. Mm-mm.
And so, without saying that she's in this alliance, she basically says there are, you know, people there that, you know, in charge.
Right. She does. Yeah.
Very interesting. Now we have something super, super weird that happens.
Is it Allie? Is it Alex?
Joey.
Yes.
Proceeds to dress like a man.
Mm-hmm. Full beard. Got her beard. I mean, bearded face.
Straight up. Yes. In drag. And names herself as Alex the Man.
Mm-hmm.
And starts running around yelling at people.
Screaming. Like, this is like boot camp. What are you doing? You're going to let other people run this house? Is that how you're going to play this game?
What do they call
that
when people do that? They have like a, what do they call that? It's their, you know, they have a different personality.
Oh, the her alter ego, Alex.
Alter ego. Yeah. Ego. Yes, that's
it. She looked like a hobo.
Yeah, it was again.
Yeah.
Oh, too much going on right now. Like, what happened to normal people? They just get the most whacked out people. Look, we've had whacked out. This is this show has been a long time in the, you know, on the air. I remember watching this circa 2000, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's that old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we know it's like Big Brother 16.
Right.
So we've had some characters, certainly.
Certainly.
I've never seen anything like that.
No, never.
I've never seen anything like Devin.
I've never seen anything like Devin. I've never seen anything like Caleb this early on. I've seen stalker-ish dudes on here before. People remember that one girl, Natalie and Maddie? She was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Last season, right? She was just totally in love with some guy who got kicked out and like would wear his hat.
But no. Okay, yeah. No, last season.
Was never hooked up.
Who was that girl that girl last season? I don't know, but she was kind of wearing. Oh, it was one of the racist chicks. The girl from, was she from Jersey or
that
New
was
York?
Natalie.
No. What was
She's
her
from
name?
Long Island.
I don't think it was Natalie. Natalie was on a season with Maddie. I don't know if you remember that, but this chick was, she hung with
Aaron.
Arian. Was it? I don't know. Anyway, just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Met a guy, nothing ever even happened between them, I don't think. And she like basically was like wearing
Nick. His name was Nick.
Forgot a hat in the house, and she would wear it and cry about him being evicted.
He got evicted. He was part of the moving company. He got evicted like week two. She was Nick.
Out.
He was. She was like.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
It was pretty hilarious. So, let's just move on with the. What was this?
The Alex thing. I was completely perplexed. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand it. I still don't know that I understand today any more than I understood it last Thursday.
And you know, what was funny is like, she just came out to the backyard and like whoever was congregated with one another, they just were like looking at her like she was nutso and laughing. But hey,
I was looking at her like she was nutso.
She was,
but
she
I wasn't
was
even really laughing. It was just uncomfortable.
Right. I remember Hayden, because they were like, this is not real. I remember Spicoli, Hayden was like, why is she wearing my clothes?
Yeah. It's bad. Joe, what a strange gal. But okay. So I think. And I think part of her shtick was she was trying to be ironic and say, you know, these guys are like basically, you know, all in charge of you. They're doing all this, blah, 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 blah. You know, I don't know.
No. Anyway, the votes were cast for
13-0.
Yeah. I don't think. Have we ever seen a 13-0?
I don't know.
We'll have to look in our Big Brother history books because that was a blowout. I mean, she didn't get one vote.
No.
One vote.
She was pretty terrible.
It was pretty terrible. So Joey gets the axe. The blue-haired Smurfette / feminist Alex is she's out of there. So with her gone. Which, by the way, she was part of the first contestant for Team America that was chosen. Remember?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now.
Sorry, Team America. Sorry. Our team is sucking.
So, Team America is 0-1. So now we have to choose another Team America player. Supposedly there are going to be three who will be, you know.
I hope they don't get evicted every week.
That would be awesome. I would love to see, they get picked off one by one, and they're just scrap the whole Team America idea.
Like, our team sucks.
Yeah, so they present...
let's try to pick better this week, yes.
This week, yeah, yeah. Looks like they picked Donnie to be the next member or slash first member of Team America. Just dragged him into, you know, a little private room and presented him with this... You would have thought he'd won an Oscar. He cried. He thanked everyone above. He was, you know, this is special ops, though, Aunt, you know?
He did his cricket did call.
Yes, he did. Oh, God. So, to round out this very jam-packed episode, we get to have the next head of household challenge. Which this time it went a little smoother for me because remember the first two, they happen on different nights?
Yes.
This one happened like in a matter of minutes, all on the same night, all in the same yard or whatever. And it was split up by gender. So the challenge was all the first team would be all women, and whoever won out of that would be head of household. And then they had all the dudes, and whoever won for that would be the head of household. So
yes.
That's where we end up here. They're basically, what are they doing?
Oh, as for the competition?
Yeah, for the competition.
They've got to run on the balance beams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to move kegs. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I think the challenge was called in the sorority or something like that. So
it was fraternity themed. Yeah.
Fraternity themed. Uh-huh, right? Uh-huh. So mm-hmm. Something like that. I like mm-hmm. sorority better, you know, cause I'm a feminist. sorry. I can't do this. So basically they've got to get across these balance beams and they've got to get these kegs and stack them, and
mm-hmm.
if the kegs fall or you fall, it's
you're out of there.
Over. So yeah. You know, I mean, you got these big burly guys like running across. I'm kind of surprised, but who we see win is Cody.
Yes,
he sort of makes this bizarro leap,
yeah,
like, towards the end because I think he starts feeling himself fall off of it.
So he's trying to balance himself
mm-hmm. to get
to the end
to hit the buzzer.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, Chenbot says, look, something's wrong there. I'm going to have to talk to the gods of Big Brother.
Yes.
we'll discuss this at a later date.
Yes. Yes, we will.
You know, so, you know, that's when we have, you know, the whole, Team America announcement. And that's, basically the discussion is the Big Brother gods say, you know, sorry, your foot touched the ground when you were making your huge leap, Superman.
Right.
And so therefore The Rock wins.
The Rock, Devin from...
So the big burly yeah. man wins the balance beam competition.
Yeah,
Shocker.
He the runner-up wins, and then on the girl side, Amber, there was no competition. She totally was... There was no way she wasn't going to win that. She's always balancing and holding her legs up and doing balancy, posing crap, yoga stuff. So
obviously, that's why Caleb loves her.
Oh, God. Caleb's gaga over this chick. So, here we go.
Then,
what happens?
Sunday's episode number six.
Sunday's episode number six. We are...
More unnatural behavior. I'm going to start titling these episodes.
What's going on in this episode? Oh, yeah. Okay. How do we even start this episode?
I don't know. It's just, okay, like, seriously, I think the title of it is more natural behavior. Like, this is not Big Brother behavior. I don't really understand what's wrong with everybody. I don't know if they're gassing them periodically to just them. I don't know what's going on in that household, but something is wrong.
Yeah, because we come into this episode and Devin's like really contemplating and thinking, and his heart is heavy. His heart is so very heavy.
Yeah, it's super heavy. I don't know why it's so damn heavy, but I mean, apparently, like, he's got a conscience out of nowhere because he's now head of household and he gets a letter from his mommy.
Yeah.
And his mommy says, oh, I love you so much. Blah, blah, blah. And he sees a picture of his daughter. Yeah. And he's like, oh, well, Devin's just, he's devastated how he's treated Duck Dynasty. He says, you know, basically, here's a guy who is just wonderful, and I've called him a retired military person.
That's horrible.
Horrible.
It's unthinkable that you would say that about another human being.
That he cannot be trusted. How dare he?
I feel so bad. I feel so bad. This is Devin. I feel so bad. And all of a sudden, he has this revelation. He needs to play this honest game, and he has. It's this guy is crazy. And it's,
I'm telling you, something's happening. There might be a leak of some sort of substance. I don't know if they're secretly, I mean, I don't know, is weed legal in California? Maybe somebody's getting slipped something.
I don't know.
Smoke just, here and again.
It's like out of nowhere.
He's in the house, you know, something's got to be up.
He's crying. He's sad.
Seriously, that's what I'm saying. Either that or they're drunk off their I've just never seen behavior like this.
No.
It's to the point where I want to slap these people. They are giving this game away. Devin is giving this game away.
He doesn't care.
So he calls a house meeting. He calls a house meeting after he talks to Donnie.
Because you know why?
He calls a house
meeting. That always ends well. Any kind of intervention house meeting on one of these shows always ends so very well.
Why are you doing it?
So before he calls this house meeting, yeah, you touched on it. He, you know, he goes and confesses to Donnie, I thought you were ex-military. I'm so sorry that I prejudged you. I mean, it's just the stupidest, craziest, dumbest thing ever. Duck Dynasty had no idea that Devin felt this way. He wasn't slandering. He wasn't like going around the house like, it's crazy. It was insane.
It's just bizarre. How dare I call you a former military? How dare I give you labels? I don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
I have to confess.
Most of the time I'm just looking at him and I cannot believe this little baby lives inside this burly man.
Yeah.
Like, I want to give him a pacifier and just put him down to bed. It's time to go.
It's crazy.
It's bad.
It's
bad,
crazy.
Bad,
so
bad.
Donnie's like, okay, thanks for telling me. I appreciate your honesty. I love
his little confessional. Well, I just don't know if I can trust him 100% anymore. He won't be getting 100% trust.
Right.
Okay, Duck Dynasty, you continue forward.
Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So, I can't take it.
So, yeah, so all of that transpires. And like you said, he goes to tell the whole house that he's confessed to his sins and he feels good about himself and what he told, you know, he's going to change his game. He wants to play an honest game and no amount of money is worth him. Oh, this word he used a zillion times in this episode, integrity, integrity. If anybody was out there drinking or looking for a keyword to drink to, Devin's use of the word, overuse of the word integrity probably was it.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
Feel free to have that 911 on speed dial. You're going to need an ambulance.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. They're all looking at him like, okay.
Yeah, again, what are you doing? You're screwing your alliance. Every time you turn around, this guy is screwing his alliance.
Yeah.
And not in a good way. So I don't really understand what in the hell is going on. Meanwhile, after his little house meeting, which I thought was interesting, MILF proceeds to say, well, I thought your reasoning behind putting people on the block was who fell off. Obviously, that wasn't the case.
Right.
Boom. The Rock hears it. Not happy with that statement. Not even a little bit.
Right.
Immediately, his head snaps around like, oh, heck, you know, now you're trying to touch my game.
Yeah, you're
Basically, like, she's calling him out because it's bull.
It's
like,
BS. Yes.
He pointed out his own bull, and then he got mad at her for restating.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just confirming that idiocy is what you just said. Right. Did you not just say that?
You just said that. So what you're saying is that you didn't choose your nominees by who fell off the block first during the HOH competition. And
oh, I see.
Word gets back to Devin. because the who I think Frankie tells him the first thing Brittany says when you left after your little house meeting was, well, I thought he said, you know, he said what he just said, but earlier in this game, they claim to put these people up because they were the first two to fall off the block, blah blah blah. He didn't like he didn't like rehearing what he just said.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
Very interesting, really. Interesting, bizarre. Again, where's the game? Where's the thought about what's going on? I'm thinking, you know, to myself, God, like this guy, he's talking so much crap, but I'm surprised he even believes his own crap about integrity. Like, really, there's really not even anything devious that he's done. He's kind of just gone and blabbed his mouth all over creation anyway. Yeah. He's got consistent diarrhea of the mouth.
I don't think he knows what the word integrity even means. No, I think he just learned it and kept repeating it.
All over the place. He has no concept of loyalty, no concept of working with anybody. He's a huge danger to anybody.
Everybody in his alliance.
Mm-hmm. He just has no brain in his head. Like, I'm just at a loss. So,
you know who he reminded me of? And I know I won't ever remember this guy. Oh, I think his name actually was LaJuan. I think that was this guy. He was like a couple seasons back, and he talked about the secret Big Brother power saving him, or like he said something really crazy and outlandish, and everybody was like, "Dude, what are you talking?"
Was he new? Like, I mean, was it new? I mean, was he there for like a hot minute?
He was only there for a hot minute. It was a black guy. He was the black guy. Okay, I think he wore like lots of bright colors. And
yes, I remember him.
And everybody was like, "Dude, have you ever seen this show? What are you even talking about?"
I mean, this is just honestly, mm-hmm. I guarantee you Devin had to have been picked. The Rock had been picked because of his likeness to The Rock.
Yes.
And the fact that he is a good-looking gentleman for many ladies. He is a blazing idiot.
He's a raging idiot, yes.
It is horrendous. Very much so. It is insulting to those of us who watch this show and like it
and know what it's about.
And,
yeah.
And wait. You know, excitedly to watch it every summer. Mm-hmm. I'm sick to death. I hate him. There's not enough words to describe how horrible I think he is. I think he's a terrible, terrible player.
I haven't, the thing about this season, unlike other seasons, when I spoil the show, we won't be including any spoilers if we know them in the podcast. The thing about this season, spoiling it means nothing to me because it's so convoluted. I don't even know what I've read.
Right. I mean, it's entirely. I do agree with that. I think there are just too many twists and not good twists either. It's like, I'm having trouble following all these rules. And you know, I mean, like I said, I'm older and I'm getting a little slow. And so I think that has something.
Yes, you're nearing 70 at least.
I sometimes feel like
God. Yeah,
I think to myself, this, you know, there's gotta be, I mean, sometimes it's okay just to have one HOH and have some consistency about what's going on. I don't need these breathtaking twists all the time. Mm-mm. Stop it, please.
No, I don't like
Chen Bot, take care of it. Talk to your husband.
Yes, Mr. Moonves, make it happen. Right. Like, I just... And yeah, that's what I think I wanted to ask you about Devin. How much further do you think he makes it in this game with this line of play?
Oh, well,
I mean, I know what you want. I know you want him gone.
This is the worst part of it all. Okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's not even playing the game. Like, I don't consider this play. Mm-mm. I consider this complete and utter idiocy. I am surprised he's able to actually pull together sentences. And the thing is because of the fates, how they work, it's unfortunate. You know, now he's targeted Brittany. I don't know. And then his big claim to fame was that he found some of her hand lotion in the kitchen. And he comes into the room and says, "Whose hand lotion?"
Like, yeah. Is
this? And I mean, I think he already knew. So she said, "Oh, okay, I'll take that." Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Why are you leaving hand lotion in the kitchen?
Yeah.
You're gone. I want you gone."
Yeah. That's enough for me to get rid of you.
Right, that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yes.
It was the hand lotion in the kitchen. I mean, come on. So, my only, the only reason he has any pull whatsoever is his alliance of 50.
Right.
But somewhere along the lines, he's gonna piss them off, and he's gonna be sooner rather than later because he just opens his mouth entirely too much. He's a bully.
He's a loose cannon. He's a
He's a
bully.
loose cannon. He's, got a mouth the size of God knows what.
He doesn't know how to talk to women at all.
Doesn't know how to talk to women. Doesn't really understand how to. I mean, Joey was his type, so we're not going to see a showmance there.
No.
So he won't have the showmance alliance.
No.
Although I don't know, Amber said that she thought he was hot day one.
Yeah, I'm wondering how she feels about that now because I can't remember.
Hopefully, she's got.
Well, he was in, God, I don't even remember what scene it was. I think it was, oh, I know when it was. It was what we're getting ready to talk about very, very, very soon. It's time for Devin and when it was time for Devin and Amber to pick their nominees, they were explaining to Pow Pow at one point about her needing to take the fall or how come they were going to nominate her, like to kind of filling her in. And Devin was kind of cutting Amber off and she was kind of trying to explain and he kept like kind of I didn't like the way he was talking to Amber, but she kind of stood up for herself. He was like, "Well, I'm trying to tell her because you're not expressing it very
Yeah. I mean, it's a mess.
Right.
It's a mess. This group is a
It's
mess.
a mess. So basically, they've let this guy mastermind this scenario where
Please don't call it a master or a mind.
I'm sorry. They allow
He's not. This
this
is not a
potential
thought out
shit storm.
plan. This is just a hot mess of reactionary behavior, and I'm not even sure what's eliciting this reactionary behavior because it is all the stink all over the place. Like, it is
Yes.
a mess.
It's a mess. It's a
It's like,
mess.
oh, the girls need to be in the alliance because they know. What do they know? I don't know, but they know. So just let's leave it there. But they're in the alliance now. Okay. I'm not being, there's no integrity here because all of a sudden I was trying to tell people that Donnie was, ex-military. Oh, I'm a terrible person. I'm going to tell everyone that Donnie is not ex-military. In fact, I'm going to call a house meeting to
Yes.
tell people that I was trying to screw someone over for no reason.
Right. So utterly
I mean, this isn't like
ridiculous.
a Dan situation. Remember, like that Dan gave that speech about
Yeah.
how, Dan was a brilliant stinking player. Brilliant.
He's, because Dan has a brain.
Oh my sweet baby Jesus, what does this guy do for a living?
I don't even
He
remember. What
should be
does he
fired
do?
unless it's like
Oh,
being
you know what he does?
financed.
I know. I remember now. I think he's a motorcycle salesman.
Okay, well, all right. Maybe he knows about motorcycles, so I'll give him a pass. Like I said, if you're a mechanic or like something where there's a specific skill in mind that doesn't require actually like thinking through problem sets, and you just need to know like the skill itself, okay, he could probably carry that off. But if you actually had any type of, like need to think through a problem and solve it, no. Nope.
I don't appreciate the way how he talks to women. It's one thing when he's taken over a conversation when it's all the bros or whatever, but it's
He's a mess.
he's a mess, and I hate to like
He's
I feel like
a
the
mess.
word bully is thrown around a lot, but he is a true definition of a
I
bully.
totally agree. I think he intimidates with his size, undoubtedly. I do. I believe that. So, again, back to where I think he will be. I don't think he does have some physical prowess, I think, because he's a big guy and he'll do well in the athletic competitions, but I just don't feel as though it would be really hard to turn people against him. I think
No.
that would be pretty easy,
Yeah.
with just by having some heart to hearts with some of his alliance. I mean, and I think just even like his really tidy alliances, like the Caleb's.
And
I think
Frankie,
Caleb
yeah.
just needs a good talking to.
Yeah.
First of all, not even. I would have a talk probably with Frankie and like let him disseminate the information. I mean, if you're trying to get a soldier on board, right?
Yes.
You got to make them feel important and make them feel like they're going to be the leader. So they need to, like, get everybody else in line. Frankie would totally, like, his ego's big enough to, like, you know, take that on, I think.
Indeed. I agree. I think that he, between Frankie and Caleb, don't know how much longer Brittany's going to make it. Doesn't seem like it's going to be very, you know, too much longer. Unless, because I haven't spoiled it. I don't know what's going to happen the next episode. Unless she's able to get herself off the block. But it's between the, among the three of them, who finally kind of, I think most likely Caleb or Frankie say, this guy is crazy. He's a loose cannon. He's messing with everybody else's game, not just his. So I just don't see it last. I don't see him lasting another, I would say, I'll give him 2 to 3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't, unless they're all idiots, well.
It could very well be the case.
I mean, I just think it would behoove them all to remove that mess from the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so where are we with this?
They picked their nominees.
They picked their noms, mm-hmm. Okay. And who do we have?
Devin picks, he picks Paolo and Brittany.
Oh, right, of course. Mm-hmm. And an interesting exchange
mm-hmm.
here between Devin and Brittany. I think mm-hmm. there was a very clear
it was nice, yeah.
Division of the middle finger
mm-hmm. yes.
being flipped
mm-hmm.
and calling out of both of them. They're both, you know, I think Devin was like, oh, you're not the person I want in the house.
And she said, me, you either. No, I loved it.
Ooh, I was like, girl, go on.
You know, he hasn't liked her actually from the beginning. He yeah. commented once that she has a fake smile and she's cold. She's able to turn it off and on so quickly. So those
this
two.
Is where she needs to rally that. Fact that she looks good and, mm-hmm. and hit on Cody
because Cody wants
to burn that guy.
Yep,
no problem.
I agree totally. Yep, you got it. So, like I was talking a little bit about how Amber was trying to convey a real sentence when Devin was trying to explain to Pow Pow that she's not the real threat. They're trying to go after Brittany and coercing her into throwing the competition.
Yes.
It's kind of early to be throwing competitions, I thought, but and who would agree to do that? Pow Pow did.
Oh, again. An idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't everyone learned at this point, if you're the pawn, you're going home?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you're a pawn or if you're the one throwing comps and you're doing all this stuff, you're going to go home. Like, people catch on to this crap.
So when this was all going down, I didn't, do we move right into that? We'll get back to Frankie and Zach in a bit, but when this was all going down, I thought, oh, good, Pow Pow's not going to do this. So let's move into the game, the Battle of the Block. There are all these weird pictures of all of the BB.
It's like that frat party kind of continues into the from the last.
Yes,
right?
It is. Yeah, it is exactly like that, except for now that there are photos
in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There are pictures of the photos that they flash really quickly, and you have to try to answer questions by looking at these photos for clues and trying to win points that way. So we have, who do we have? Hayden and Nicole, who were Amber's nominees against Pow Pow and Brittany, Hot Mom, right?
Yes.
Pow Pow has been asked to throw the competition. She didn't seem like she was going to with the first couple questions.
I don't even know that she threw it. I just think she's an idiot.
Yeah, that's true, too. Like,
that's just my opinion. I mean, I don't know.
That's true.
She was like, oh, that's how you throw a competition. I was honestly not believing that that was actually thrown. I think she forgot. I saw it kind of on her face. Yeah. I really don't think she did it on purpose.
She's okay, not. That's just we know from the not being able to spell calculator or any word with the letters that she had, she's not completely the brightest of the bunch. Anyway, they get Brittany into these beer goggles. She can't answer anything, so Pow Pow has to help. She may or may not have known the answer. They end up losing just as Devin wanted them to. Hayden and Nicole are victorious. In the end, Brittany and Pow Pow stay on the block, right?
Yes.
And Devin gets exactly what he wanted.
That's it.
Brittany's up. He assures Pow Pow she is not the target.
She's the pawn.
She's the pawn.
Bye, Pow Pow.
She's gonna be in big trouble if Brittany wins this week. Like, I don't know.
Not only that, this to me is not a difficult thing to change. Mm-mm. Pow Pow doesn't have a lot of people that she's aligned herself with. No. Outside of Devin. I mean, really, and I really don't know that Devin is going to have just a huge amount of people who have his back.
I don't know.
For a number of reasons, especially some of the crap he's pulled as of late. And mm-hmm. I think that it's pretty easy to, you know, sell Pow Pow as a threat, even though really she's not.
Mm-hmm.
And because she is, you know, friendly and she really wants to be there.
Yeah. She's a sweet girl. Behind all of the obnoxiousness, she's going along with Devin. She doesn't have really a mind of her own.
And then she's easily swayed.
She's easily swayed.
Floating, mm-hmm. right? Isn't that what they're going to be like? Yeah. I just think that you could probably rally against her relatively easily. I'll be interested to see if Brittany actually goes. That would be sad because I really like that rivalry.
I mean, at least finally,
there's something like that. I'm like, I hate that guy.
Someone who's like giving him back his crap.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The hot petite mom who is it's so insane, but We'll see how things turn out during the veto competition and then finally the eviction coming up later this week. But before we end this whole thing, we have to touch on the Frankie and Zach. Can you call it a bromance?
I don't know. I really just don't even know what's going on.
Did you see it? I know you saw it.
I mean, it's just an odd situation. This whole newfangled thing like that's going on in these days, I don't get it. Like, I say this as, you know, what is this? Like, you just lay up with somebody in a bed, you fondle each other, whatever.
Right.
But you're not dating. There's nothing going on.
This is what the kids do now, Aunt. This is what the kids do.
Call it a day, what is that?
And Zach makes it very clear.
Together, it's like all freaking hippie and like, I don't know, Berkeley circa 1960.
It's crazy.
Right?
Frankie.
Everybody wore the group beds and everybody just fondles one another and pets their hair. And
it's pretty hilarious, but also very, very, very confusing because Zach goes on to explain. I mean, we all know that Frankie's gay. Zach goes on to, confess that he's completely heterosexual and is into girls, never been with guys. But him and Frankie are doing some, they look like frog and toad.
This whole thing isn't even so much like the genders. It's just that it's constant.
Yeah, and it's all the time.
Saying that there's not a romantic situation there.
Yeah,
how do you lay up in a bed with somebody like brushing each other's hair and talking sweet, nothing,
caressing their arms,
and holding each other,
swinging in the hammock.
What's all that? And then what? By the way, and also there's like that. That strange exchange between Caleb and Devin, something about holding people and like Caleb misses holding. I don't know who this new breed of goddess right now. Like, we had a moment where Caleb was saying that he missed.
I remember. Yes. Yes.
And Devin says, you know, I can do that for you.
Yeah, it was. What? You know, I didn't understand. Yeah, he's like, dude,
what's that all about?
I don't know.
What is that? I don't get it. Just God. Caleb. Men aren't like this, are they?
Not that I know of. Not any that I know of. No.
I mean, they just go around saying I need a cuddle, and their best guy friend says, oh,
oh dude, I'll cuddle you, dude, if you need it. Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, oh, yeah, man, I'll totally wrap my arms around Devin.
Devin.
What does it even mean? Like.
But, Ed, did you also hear Devin, you know, in that same exchange, he goes, dude, I wish I could sing. If I could sing, I'd even sing a song to you.
Right.
I said, what is going on here?
I don't know. I just don't. No, I'm such at a loss of what's going on. These kids these days, I sound like, see, I told you, at my old age, this is what happens. But I don't understand this new breed of guy. Like, I don't know women that are like this.
We're just going to cuddle. And although there are guys who think that whenever women get together, we have tickle fights. So maybe... I don't know what's. They've dubbed themselves Zranky. You know, they've mushed their names together and they have a little. I don't know, a showmance. It's a burgeoning showmance with no romantic feelings, but they like cuddling and dancing together. And Frankie even says, Zach's following me around like a little puppy dog. Crazy, okay. Crazy. So we'll see how those two relationships continue on. And there was some mild and gentle flirting also as well with Hayden and Nicole. But I don't know. I wasn't so much interested in that as the cuddling with Frankie.
It's too much cuddling for me.
Yeah. So that brings us to the end of this mega podcast. We are sorry to keep you waiting. We're going to make plans to make sure that this comes out at a more regularly scheduled time.
Sure we will.
You can find the THEE Big Brother podcast on iTunes. You can either search it by the THEE Big Brother podcast or by Aunt and Rennie's Reality Recap podcast. We're on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Review, rate us. Be gentle, please. We're just starting out, but we wanna hear from anyone who's listened. I don't know that we've gotten any reviews for any of our recaps yet, but I'd love to see some. So
sure, and we're also on Facebook. Why don't you visit us there? Because you know all 35 plus people are on Facebook. We know none of you young pups are on Facebook anymore.
Right.
But nonetheless, come visit us or. Check out our tweets on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. We tweet sometimes during the show. I'm at Renita Really. No question mark. And Ant is at Ant OB, right? Antonella B.
Antonella B.
Two L's in Antonella, by the way. So
you can spell it however you like, but I might not answer.
Alrighty. Well, again, thank you for listening, and we'll be back. We'll be back probably by the end of this week with the after the next eviction.
Live eviction
on coming up on a Thursday night. So until then, this is the end and we're signing off. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.